off the shout, putting it on my chain, wearing it round my neck. I'm taking my freedom, putting it in my car, wherever I choose to go, it won't take me far. I'm living my life like it's golden. Hello and welcome to episode number 6 of Mama's on the Move. I am Brandy Hunter Lewis.
And I am Keisha Johnson.
And we'd like to welcome you back, and we're just going to jump right on in. Miss Keisha, can we start with how your week is going? let's start with how your day is going.
The day is rough. Okay. The day is rough. I'm a little hungover. Mm-hmm. I realize I'm too old for certain things. Mm-hmm. I had an interesting week, though. That light is so bright. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
So we giving you permission today to keep the sunglasses on.
I'm not going to do it. I think the BC is going to kick in. I had taken a couple of things before I got here, but hopefully that BC powder kick in, because I know this looks ridiculous. But right now, I'm sensitive to the light.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a hangover symptom?
I guess so, because, yeah. Because, see, I have a pulsating like right
and
here.
And you are hungover because...
I'm hungover because I went to and had, okay, I started at lunch with my friend Meryl, our friend Meryl. Uh-huh. And before we knew it, Miko got off the plane from Jamaica and she ended up joining us. And it was just, that's the longest lunch I've ever had. It's the longest lunch in history. Then when I left them, I had a little me time, so to speak, because, you know, DJ is Uncle House. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the week was amazing, though, because this week I celebrated 18 years in the business. And on the date of my anniversary of 18 years in real estate, I dropped my Keeping It Real Estate Academy.
I love that name.
Thank you.
I love
you.
That. That's so dope. So, Keeping It Real Estate.
And that's Real Estate Academy.
It so fits who you are.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, not just as it relates to real estate, but just who you are at the core. You keep it real. And I think that's why, you know, maybe I've been your friend for so long.
Is that why?
One of the reasons.
Oh, because, I mean, last week you was just telling everybody on the whole wide world that I was harsh. So I didn't know if our relationship was going to be able to withstand
much more
of my harshness.
But you know what? I also said we're works in progress. And, you know, when we identify things that we may need to tweak a little bit, that's what good friends are for, you know, to help, help you point out things that you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think everybody else kind of felt like I was the harsh one and you're nice and I wanted people to understand. But anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I dropped that and it was my first courses for new agents. It's called the New Agent Bootcamp that I'm going to be doing on November 8th and it's online. But I have had such great response and I'm just super duper excited. And it's interesting how when you do something from an organic place. 2 years ago in October, I started dropping tips for new agents on my Instagram, as you know. And I remember you were like, you need to figure out a way to, you know, expand it, you know, da 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 da. And I just kept doing it. And I created a really strong new agent following. And so with that, like the first day I had 70 people that were like, you know, buying in or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's been exciting. I'm looking forward to growing that. And it was a good week, though. It was a good week. And I've decided, because as you know, and nobody else knows, I put a post up on Monday saying October is usually a month where I start my morning.
Oh, yeah.
And morning meaning, you know, being sad. And it's interesting how deliberately I would just know about this time of year, I would just start getting sad. And I'm like, okay, I'm dedicated. I'm invested into this morning.
Yeah.
And so I would be just start to shut down and basically to the new year. Some years I didn't even put up a Christmas tree, which was not fair to DJ. But this year I decided to honor, because, and the reason October is significant for me, because my husband died October 24th and my mom died November 1st. My husband, October 24th, 08, my mom, November 1st, 98. And so those times of loss are hard for me. And but this year I decided to honor them by doing a lot of the things that they told me that I could do in terms of, basically they both told me I could do anything I want to do. And so that's how I'm honoring this year.
Oh, that's big, Keish.
So that's how my week was, girl. And DJ brought me home a real good old progress report last night. But we'll talk about that later. I ain't seen him yet either. He knew this. I'm going to my uncle's house after school. Yeah, I guess
I'm proud of him. You know, they bring home the ones that are good. The ones that aren't good, they
never make
it home.
When I say real good, I was being facetious. It ain't good.
Oh, it's not good. Mm-mm. Oh, DJ, we're going to do better, though.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead. So how was your week, girl?
Well, my week was, I was on a struggle bus this week because, you know, we're coming from Colorado this weekend. We spent 4 days there with the basketball, USA basketball. And when we get to the kids segment, I'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But and then just trying to
recover, you know, and it was a tough
jet lag.
Yeah, jet lag, and it was a tough week emotionally with a few of my clients. We just had some setbacks and had to work through those. And I'm like, that's the thing about real estate. Like, people don't understand. You deal with so many different, you know, we manage so many different clients that have different, you know, struggles or challenges or whatever. I mean, good and bad, and that come up during a transaction. But then you're also dealing with people that may be going through a divorce. So you're managing emotions. You're managing, and you take that on,
right?
You know, so it's like, oh my God, it'll kind of suck. It can suck the life out of you.
A little bit
when you're dealing with so much of it at one time. So so this week was a little challenge in that regard, but it ended up being good. It ended up turning out really good. Had some personal things that I was dealing with and had some breakthrough in some of those areas.
Awesome.
So it was good. It started out a little rough, but it turned out really good. So
that is so good. You look so pretty today. Where are you going? You going to a Christmas party?
I ain't going nowhere. I told you I threw this on.
Who throws this on?
Because it's some simple black pants, a little black top that I've had for like 4 years. I've had like 4 years. Now, these shoes I do love. I don't get an opportunity to wear them that often, but I was doing all black today, so I just threw them on.
They cute.
Thank you, girl. But I am going out tonight with my husband for the first time in like a long time. Everything we do is
around the church,
wrapped around these kids. You know what I'm saying? So we just had an epiphany. Like, we got to start investing in us again.
Absolutely.
And outside of, you know, all these commitments we have with our kids. Because I'm like, once you make everything about the kids and work and everything else, and you lose what's most important, like...
Girl, I think that's why when I graduated high school, I remember, like, right after we graduated, like, three of my good friends, well, I ain't gonna say good friends, that I knew, parents got divorced. And I was so shocked because I used to go to their house because I felt like, okay, they kind of like the Cosbys.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting after everything that's happened with old Bill. But anyway... But they got divorced. And so one time I remember asking my girlfriend, I said, I'm just so shocked that your parents are getting divorced. They've been married for so long. And she said, girl, my dad had been living in the basement 3 years. Like, he was just waiting on her to graduate. And I think that's because, especially when your kids leave, and if you haven't really taken the time to invest in each other, like what you guys have made a decision to do, sometimes that's the only thing you had left in common. It's the kids.
Right.
So good for you guys.
Yeah. So that was good. That was good. And so outside of that, that was my week. You know, like I got through some hurdles and came out on the other side good. So we're good.
Okay. Awesome sauce. Girl, what's next? You know, you got to take the
lead
today.
So, you know, we're going to move right on in. And this topic I thought was just so appropriate for the week I've had, for the week Keisha's had. Wine and Wellbutrin. Or Wellbutrin and wine. I think I like it better that way.
Yeah,
and for those that don't know what Wellbutrin is, because I told you Keisha has these sayings that she will say, and it's taken me years to even come around and had the courage to ask her, like, what that mean? What do that even mean? So she said, ain't nothing. Well, now please say the same, because I don't want to screw it up.
Well, because there are times you go through things in life, and I said sometimes ain't nothing better than a Wellbutrin on your tongue and a glass of wine.
Yeah, ain't nothing better than a Wellbutrin on your tongue and a glass of wine. And for years and years and years, I never knew what a Wellbutrin was, right? And she was saying so fast. I'm like, Wellbutrin. I'm like, okay, what the heck? So I just let it ride. But I finally asked her what it was, and she told me what it was. So for those that don't know, Wellbutrin is used to treat depression. It may also be used to prevent seasonal affective disorder, a type of depression that occurs each year at the same time. This medication can improve your mood and feelings of well-being. It may work by restoring the balance of certain natural substances. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's good. We all need a dag on Wellbutrin.
I wish I had taken Wellbutrin yesterday instead of drank tequila, but I didn't.
I digress.
I did not. So basically what we want to talk about is, you know, we live in a society where everybody, and I'm specifically talking about women because I don't know what it's like to be a man, but I know they got their set of issues too. But they tell us we can have it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan. Remember that commercial a long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that commercial is what it started this mess, by making women feel like they could be everything. Now, you may be on a different side because I know you do everything.
No, I do everything, but that, and we'll talk
right.
about that too. We'll
so the question of the day is, can we as women really have it all?
Yeah.
Can we have it all? Can we be like, you know, happily married, raise the kids, still look amazing, you know, be super successful in our careers? Everything that they tell us we can have it all. Do you think we can have it all, B?
I think you can, but you have to recognize where balance is needed. You know, you have to recognize where balance is needed. So like you just touched on, you know, that I do, I try to do it all. And I have been known in the history of my life to try to do it all. Like mm-hmm. my all my closest people, you know, my parents, my mother, my husband, like they all tell me like, Brandy, you do too much. Mm-hmm. You just do too much. Mm-hmm. But I am conditioned. I don't know. I'm just conditioned to always be doing something. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, and as I became more aware, you know, about mm-hmm. just in general, as you evolve and you learn things about yourself, I discovered that my doing is over functioning mm-hmm. is can also be a sign of something deeper, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess I say this, I do it all because I feel like I'm wired that way, but I also see how if I don't slow down, it's gone. My husband told me this morning. He said, you know, when you do and do and do, and he said he compared it to my car. He was like, you got a Range Rover with a great engine. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you put too many miles on it, I don't care how good that engine is, mm-hmm. if you don't take the time to either just tune it up or even just put it away for a little bit, it's going to wear down. Mm-hmm. It's going to wear down.
Right.
So I'm good at kind of keeping it all together and making it appear like, oh, I'm doing everything. But I'm like, at some point, it's going to wear me down. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting to discover that about myself.
But the answer to the question, because you went around the...
I did fly around the damn airport, but I needed to because I had
So you believe that we can have it all?
I do, but I mean, you can, but you got to find a balance. You got to find a balance. You can't do it to the point where you wear yourself down, where you deprive others of what they need because you're doing so much. Mm-hmm. So, and even depriving yourself. So I'm what I'm saying is you can, but you got to find a balance, which may mean that you can't do it all. What the hell I just say?
Because I'm like, you just said, okay. I'm like, I personally don't think you can have it all.
Okay.
I think that you can have a little bit of a lot, but not a lot of a lot. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. See, I talk more where people can just get it. You know what I mean? I think you can have a little bit of a whole lot, but not everything of a lot, if that makes sense. So I feel like something is going to suffer. So if you're the woman in corporate America, which haven't been for me in a long time, but if you're in corporate America and you're at the top of your game, I feel like somewhere, somehow, there is going to be something lacking if everything at work is going well. It may be that your spouse, your partner is not getting everything. Your kids may not be fully engaged. That's why I'm all about help. Mm-hmm. I believe in nannies. I remember when Heather, my girlfriend, you know Heather, used to say, you got a nanny for that one baby. But you know what? At the end of the day, but at the end of the day, especially then because it was just me, I needed the help. You know what I mean?
It took me a long time to understand that concept. I promise you. It took one of my girlfriends pointing that out to me because I just felt like I could do it all and mm-hmm. I should do it all. Like after Bryce passed, like when I was caring for my sons and I would, you know, I would run their bath water, go cook dinner, come back, bathe them all. And then, you know, because they were little at the time. And I remember my girlfriend, she came and stayed with me for a weekend, Michelle. She said, mm-hmm. Brandy, she said, you know, you can let the boys
run their own bath water.
and it was such like a wake up, like, really? Like I guess I could have let them do that, but I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to do it. And so that is, I'm telling you, like when I say we works in progress, Lord knows there are certain areas I struggle in. And that's one of them because I'm an over-functioner. And
but so you realized that being over-functioning is also a sign, like you said, it's a sign of something. What do you think it's a sign of?
Because I know. Child, no, I'm still going to therapy for that.
They haven't given you the answers. They be trying to, sometimes they be trying to make you stay in therapy too long. Because I remember when I was going, and I'm going back too, by the way. But anyway, she kept trying to control the conversations. I guess that's her job. I guess what I was paying for. But she wanted to talk about stuff I didn't want to talk about. Uh-huh. I just wanted her to help me get through that grieving process of missing Daryl. Uh-huh. She kept wanting to go to childhood issues. And I told her, that's not what I'm here for. So every Friday, I would end up leaving early because she would say, well, Keisha, this is where we need to be right now. And if, you know, you have to respect, you know, basically respect. I think she was trying to say respect the fact that I went to school for this.
She's a professional.
Yes. So I would leave like 20 minutes early every Friday.
Oh, because
she would be like, we need to talk about some things of your childhood. And I was like, I'll see you next week. So every week I would just leave. And finally I said, this half of the one getting over because she getting the full,
exactly,
whatever Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia plan, yes, plus this copay I'm paying. And so when I did actually let her take the lead and start going where she needed me to go, it actually ended up being a breakthrough for me. Mm. But because a lot of stuff from my childhood does tie into how we handle things as an adult.
Yeah.
You know? Ooh, Lord have mercy, my head is throbbing.
I know, right? I know. what we trying to get to is the whole, you know, the whole balance thing, because it's perceived that you can have it all. The perception that, that society wants to put out there, that that social media, like, is
especially
that,
in the world of living in InstaLife.
Oh man,
or Instagram. What Instagram, if people call it Instagram?
Like,
Instagram will have you feeling like you ain't doing enough. Period.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. That's why some days, sometimes I had to just take a break. But then I know it'd be Instalized too.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people, especially children, they'll understand that. That's what I was going to say. They think they believe this stuff. They think this stuff is real.
Yeah.
Like, this is how people really live. Nobody really post their low moments.
Yeah.
But the reason we call it Wellbutrin and Wine is because I think, especially in the African American community, is that we tend to frown on therapy. We tend to frown on needing a Wellbutrin. Personally, as way the way my head is pounding today, I wish I had taken a Wellbutrin yesterday to deal with the sadness that I was going through. But I chose tequila.
You covered it with
And
it,
so then here we go. But I just think that we have to be more open about it, because we have people that we look up to in our community that are saying, I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
And are making some decisions that, you know, I mean, people who you think have it all, Kate Spade and the guy Anthony Bourdain, not even, this is not a, it's not a black thing, it's a thing. It's a world problem that we deal with mental health. And I'm so glad one of my girlfriends, Shanti Das, is Silence the Shame, is out on the road and flying everywhere talking about it. Her best friend and her father both took their lives. And so I just think that we just have to, and that's why we, I told B, I said, we should just call it Wellbutrin and Wine, because I've done both. I'm not saying, I ain't no doctor, so don't be out here taking Wellbutrin and popping it with wine. That's my life, okay? But I'm just, don't be trying to try to sue mamas on the moon, honey, because this is a labor of love. We ain't got nobody like that for this. So anyway, but I just, that's why we called it that, because it was really to a play on the fact that I think sometimes you need help beyond, you know, and that it's okay.
Yeah, therapy is okay. I find myself, you know, the wine is important. I have never had a Wellbutrin before because I really didn't even know what it was. But I'm going to tell you this, now, I'm going to have my occasional wine, because it's like it's needed. You know, it's really needed. Now, over the years, I used to, one bottle of wine.
She's passionate about this. She's
one,
really
one bottle of wine would last me, oh my God, like
a
month.
Oh yeah, I remember when I met you.
Yes, like I just had such a low tolerance, you know, and my one little bottle of wine I drink on occasion would just get me, take me there, take me exactly where I need to go and just get me through. But that has changed.
Yeah.
As life has, you know, become a little more challenging and the demands of my life are more, you know, I drink wine a lot more frequently these days. So, you know, like, and hell, who knows? I may even need a Wellbutrin. I might need. Does that have to be prescribed? Or is
it has to be prescribed. Yeah, okay. It has to be prescribed.
But then too, I'm gonna say this. Like, I find myself like, you don't. And this is, I don't know if this is pride or I don't know what this is. Like, you don't need a pill. You can't. You can't just.
Just get, like you didn't need a girdle. I'm just saying, I mean, you, here we go with it. No, I'm just saying, like, you kill
you know
me.
And maybe it's a personality
it's
thing.
Like, you're a freaking, like, Brandy Hunter Lewis, Florence Griffith Joyner, freaking Madam C.J. Walker, Harriet Tubman, all rolled into one. Why do you feel like you got to be so damn strong with everything? Take the Wellbutrin anime. I mean, like, seriously. Because at the end of the day.
And wear the girdle. Take the Wellbutrin.
And wear a girdle while you're taking the Wellbutrin.
Here's where breakthrough. Here's where progress is being made, because Keisha, I bought a girdle.
I was so proud of you. My baby bought her first girdle.
Yes, I bought my. Well, it wasn't a girdle.
You did a Spanx, because I told you. I said you didn't need a girdle, but you the Spanx.
And I wore that for our Realtors outlet, and it just, like you said, it just smoothed
me out. Just kind of smoothed you out.
It just smoothed you out. And girl, let me tell you, so I got my hair done that morning. Panay, I told her, you know, she showed her my Spanx, and she was like, yeah, she said, welcome to womanhood.
Okay.
Welcome to womanhood. That
period.
Is okay. It is okay.
It's
because before I had this thing, like, you know, because as I mentioned, I've always been an athlete, and well, I ain't no athlete no more.
But, I mean, like, went to the Olympics.
I'm saying that because I've been always conditioned to work out. And if I can't achieve the look I want, then, you know, no, it just means you need to get that back. You know what I'm saying? You need to work hard, go through the regimen that you know what it takes to get where you want to be, where you desire to be.
Right.
So in my mind, that's always where I've been conditioned in a way to think like that. So, which of course is something I'm working on. But the Wellbutrin, that's something else. That's something else where I've been like, girl, even after Bryce passed, I felt a certain kind of way because they did suggest that I take you know, something. And I fought it. I was like, I don't know about that. I did take Ambien to help me sleep because
yeah,
I took Ambien. But I almost kind of refused to do anything outside.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, if you were like you are now, I can only imagine what you were like back then. I mean, you really wore your cape every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Turned into a damn therapy session. I did not plan on this to go like this, okay?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I think that it is so weird because it's so interesting, not weird, that we have such different personalities, but we're so close because I'm like, peel me up. Peel me up, peel me down, all around. You know what I mean? Like, ain't no shame in my game. Give me a pill to get up, give me a pill to go to sleep. So, I mean, at that time, that's what I mean, because it was Leslie, my sister-in-law. Was the one who told me, my former sister was still my sister. She was, she's a doctor, and she was the one who kept saying, I just really think you need something that's going to help you. Mm. And I was like, I'm not taking no pills. I said, I basically felt like it was for white people.
Yeah. Because
at the time, I had never known black people to take nothing. My mama that I know of never took nothing.
It's really taboo for us. But even therapy was
right,
quote unquote,
but that generational way of thinking is what has us think, because we don't
high blood pressure,
right,
diabetes,
all that kind of stuff.
Other stuff too. But I'm saying that can also play into that.
Absolutely, high blood pressure and diabetes. How we get on?
Yeah, I'm saying like the
generational way of thinking,
diseases.
Yeah.
Like that comes from stress too.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
trying to manage
pressure,
it all, trying to do it all, trying to look like, you know, whatever. But it was Les who first told me that, and I refused for about 2 years. And she told me one day, she said, well, I tell you what, then, and you know, Les is so sweet, but she really got on me. She's like, because I literally just sleeping the days away. Mm. And so she was like, how about I just come over there and give you an IV if you don't feel like you need to take something? You know, so I said, I'll go ahead and just call me a prescription. Mm-hmm. You know, she said, tell your doctor, this is what I recommend. See what her thoughts are. And so my therapist said, this is the same thing I've been talking to you about. And it took about 3 days, and I just felt like, wow. I felt like I came out of a cloud. I was like, I like this.
Wow.
Because I wanted to live. I wanted to get up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a chemical imbalance that creates depression.
Yeah.
It doesn't just come from anywhere.
Yeah.
So, I guess whatever's in that little pill, honey, and from time to time, even now, like I said yesterday, I should have took a Webutrin and not drink tequila, but I believe in it. And I think that we as a people, so whether we can have it all, I don't think so. Not at a high level, everything. I feel like there's something that's going to be slipping somewhere.
Oh, I agree.
That's just me. And so it's just like I see a lot of, you know, parents that we give our kids so much more than, I mean, I think every generation does more for the kids because there are more opportunities.
Yeah.
So we find ourselves, I know I've done more for DJ than my mama ever was able to do for me.
Yeah.
But we start to think that the material things that we give our kids fills them up, and it doesn't.
No.
Because how can you explain a kid who's living in a gated $600,000 house in Johns Creek want to be a Blood or a Crip?
Yeah.
Because that's where he feels love.
Yeah.
That's, you get deep. What I'm saying?
That's deep.
So
I think even as parents, we have to step back and recognize like all the doing and going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause Keisha, we do a lot, we go a lot, and we're nurturing them in areas like, you know, our kids are gifted athletically.
Mm-hmm.
So we're nurturing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we spend a lot of time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But what are we doing outside of that?
Girl,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like what's keeping their attention outside of this?
Right.
They don't have a whole lot of time outside of that.
They got enough. You know, it takes is this much when you're a teenager. That's just, you just need this
so
much.
The balance needs to be on there too.
Excuse me.
You know, the
Absolutely.
Balance needs to be there too. So,
right.
Like you said, if you, but outside of our commitments with our kids, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on. Like even just with us taking on what this podcast, our labor of love,
Absolutely.
That's still something else.
Right.
You know, what Realtors Outlet, that's something else.
Yep. Now I got this school, that's something else.
Yeah.
So, you know, in addition to our clients and I realized that when I went into DJ's room about 3 weeks ago, like every day we come home from all the stuff that we have to do, he goes to his room and I go to my room after we eat or whatever. And I said, I feel like I'm visiting my son, because it's like you come here, we come home and we do like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I know you're a teenager, but I need to come up in here and see what's going on.
We got to be engaged.
We got to be engaged. You know what I mean? I'm like, you just going to have to, you know, he was like, well, we talk in the car.
We talk in the car,
but it's not like, first of all, I'm driving or he's driving.
And then that's short lived too, because he's about to be driving.
I know.
Because now that Chase and Dylan are driving, I don't get to have those conversations with them in the car anymore.
Right.
You know, so even that's more limited. So it's almost like you got to force.
Yep.
We got to have dinner together. We got to figure out the time where we can engage more and be, so I can see where your head is at.
Right.
You know, like that got to be just as important.
Right. I agree. So we have to make a concerted effort to actually carve that time. time out. But yeah, so that's my answer. Nope, you can't have it all of everything, but you can have a little of a lot. That's the way I look at it.
And my answer is, I think you can, but you just got to find a balance. You got to find a balance, and having it all incorporates balance. You know, so it's like if you don't have, if you're doing A, B, C, and D, like we're doing work and podcasts and, you know, husbands or significant others and kids, if you're doing all that, but you're not creating or carving out time for yourself to nurture your whatever it is that your spirit needs, that you just need personally. Like if you're not doing that, something is going to suffer.
Right. And that's that on
and
that.
And that's that on that. That's that on that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to roll right into what our kids did this week. And see, DJ, you know what, DJ? How you going? Your mama just sent me off saying that you had a good progress report, but you didn't. So what had happened?
Girl, so, you know, I thank God this school emails and lets us know. So I told him on Friday when I dropped him off, I said, I want you to send me a screenshot of that progress report. Mm-hmm. So when he got out of school, I was like, what you doing? Oh, I'm Uncle George. I said, well, send me a screenshot of the progress report. Before he sent, he said, well, let me explain. So I already knew right then. I was like, he said, well, I already did. No, first he said, I already told you what I have. He had his way that he feel like we homies or something. Mm-hmm. So I had to pull him up. I said, who do you think you're talking to? Mm-hmm. Well, I just told you yesterday. So he's failing Spanish, mm-hmm. 64, a real good old 64.
Well,
he prepped me for that. But what he didn't prep me for was history and English. He's got a 79 and a 78. So that's two C's and an F. And then he gonna talk about, but I got an A and PE. So that's made me snap. I told him, don't you ever tell me again that you got an A and PE. As long as you got breath in your body, and I do too. That pisses me off because you try to make like that something. He's talking about, well, everybody don't. Mofo, you are an athlete. I don't expect nothing that less than an A for you in PE. Don't tell me that again is what I told him.
And tell him, we talking about core classes.
Right.
Don't even bring up no other than core.
Other than core classes.
That's what's going to get you the scholarship.
And I told him, like, so I'm like, he's like, I need a tutor for Spanish. I said, DJ, shut up. Because at the end of the day, you're not doing enough. A 64 is just showing up.
Yeah.
That's F is for no effort.
Yeah.
And so I was highly disappointed, and I still haven't physically seen him yet. And it probably was best for both of us. I'll see him later today. But he's such a character. I feel like he thinks he's going to the major league. So his attitude is not always what it needs to be about his academics, in my opinion. And he around that charming, you know, he's charming.
Yeah.
He's charming. And
went through that his junior year too.
And he had the audacity to tell me that I'm always focused on the middle and he focused on the end. He got 12 weeks left in this semester. And he said, and I promise you, by then, it took all I had.
He worked better under pressure. Has he used that one? Because people have told me that too. I work. But look, you know what? DJ, I'm a ride with you, okay? If that is what you are making a promise to me that, mama, it may look a little rough right now, but trust me, I'm going to pull this. I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to end up with, what is he saying he going to end up with?
Well, he thinks he's going to be able to get all A's.
Ooh, DJ.
I know. That's why I said that money that he and I and everybody said they going to get if he
I
get all A's, it's
DJ,
very safe.
I don't know.
It's Fort Knox safe.
I don't know. But see, that's why I had to help Chase understand, because he did the exact same thing. I'm like, what is this? Like, how don't you get, like, when you dig yourself in a hole like that, you are just making it so extremely difficult to get what you want, to achieve your desired result, which is getting good grades.
Right.
Like, why not just start off where you...
That's what I always say.
I don't get it. But no, he did that his whole entire junior year, and it pissed me off so bad. He kind of gets it now. It's click now, because he's doing really good his senior year.
That's
he's finishing
good.
Strong. But a girl, I'm telling you, no, sophomore and junior year, I dealt with that.
I don't know. And see, DJ, he's a Scorpio, which you are too. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
he has a strong personality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, he's loyal, he's passionate, and all those qualities are going to help him to be successful in life.
I think he's going to be successful in life, but right now I just want him to get his grades up. Like, I'm like, dude, you done went from private to public. You're supposed to be over there killing it. Make me feel some type of way either about you or the private school I sent you to. I don't know. But the curriculum is not supposed to be as difficult. I think he's skating. Like, he's showing up making the grades he's making. He's not doing anything extra. Like, if he was to really apply himself, I think he could be a straight A student, except for the fact I haven't found a Spanish teacher to look like J-Lo.
Well, maybe you should work on that. Find him a really good looking tutor. Latina who can speak Spanish And you know,
the boy is crying out, Keisha.
Go help him out, girl.
So that's what I'm dealing with my son, honey. Ish, my kid did this week. That doggone progress report just had me so upset. But I'm just gonna,
Well, DJ, we are believing in you that you are gonna turn us around. Okay, so we done spoke this out to the entire universe that you is that if that's what you're saying that your mama, I'm you know just hanging there with me. I'm struggling now, but I'm gonna turn this around. We are going to hold you to that.
Right.
Okay. All your aunties and Insta aunties and everybody else in podcast world. That's what we holding you to.
We holding you to that. Now, what's going on with your boys?
Girl, they're good. They're good. They're good. We're, like I told you, coming off of a weekend where Dylan was invited, my youngest son was invited to the USA basketball mini camp.
Amazing.
And it was it's such a great opportunity. He was one of 25 people in the entire in his class and in the entire country who was invited to this camp.
That
so
is amazing.
So he has an opportunity to be selected to play on the USA basketball team for the 16 and under. They have 16 and under, 17 and under, and then I think 19 and under.
You mean USA the Olympics?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So so the mini camp is like a prerequisite. You come to the camp. Mm-hmm. He performed really well.
Yeah,
like,
I saw that on your Insta
story.
Yeah,
girl,
you said that.
I'm like, I'm looking at this little boy and I'm like, this is my baby boy.
I know.
You know, like he's always been the one to, you know, like look up to his little brothers and just be the tag along. And, you know, he never really had his own identity. He was always
right, of course, he's the baby
brother.
Chasing Jay little brother.
Yeah, Jay little brother. Yeah. And now he like He's Dylan.
I'm so
he's doing
proud
his own
of him.
Thing.
I'm so proud of Dylan. And I'm going to tell you, this is a PSA. See what you got sitting right here? Y'all want some DNA? You want that good, strong athlete? You can't make a stallion with a pony, okay? You got to get you a woman with some woman. You know what I mean? So just FYI, I know y'all be like them little petite girls and them little, you know what I'm saying? You can't make a stallion with a pony. That's my tip for the week, okay? I'm just telling you that, okay?
Oh, your big girls. Okay, big girls, you got, hey, this is what we do.
This is what we do. You got to birth. That's how you birth that. Y'all want them little old, you know, looking up to you and all that kind of stuff. You might need to find your woman you look up to.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Because you know, we always have a complex as bigger women, you know, taller women. Growing up, it wasn't cute to be the standout.
And we
the
had
ostrich.
The same nickname. What I
Big
did,
Bird.
Big Bird was my nickname too.
Girl, when I tell you, Jennifer Say, I'm going to put her out there. That was her name, Jennifer Say. Back in Gary, Indiana in the seventh grade. And I'm coming down the hall and she looked up. She said, oh, look at Big Bird. Look at Big Bird. Bok, bok. And do you know I want to get a running start and drop kick her in the damn neck. I swear to God, it took everything in me not to want to tackle that girl because I, you know, that was years that you endured.
Cause yeah.
You don't just become the tallest person. You like always the tallest person.
You always. I did it over the summer. Like I literally came back to eighth grade and was taller than everybody. And it's difficult. It's not easy growing up being bullied. Maybe that's why I became so quick on my feet because I had to always be.
Wait, you chose a different. You used different words. I thought you was about to say something. I thought you was about to say.
Why I became my
own,
my bully?
Wait.
Because I was bullied, so I became the bully.
You were real quick on your feet.
I was getting ready to say that. Maybe, but I don't really feel like I'm a bully. I know there are those who have disagreed with me. And I don't give a damn.
But you know what?
I'm not a bully.
Well, but you know, here's what my mama said. Because you know, when we put that podcast out there last week, there were a lot of opinions on that.
A lot of people
came out and said, you know, like I'm the harsh friend.
Yeah, because I said tag your harsh friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So people were saying that we're the harsh friend. And then I had somebody else who made a comment like, you know, Blunt plus harsh equals single. Yeah, blunt plus harsh equals single.
Right.
And I'm like, what do you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
So I had him expound on that. And he said, well, you know, some women think that they can say anything,
and he said black women.
Yeah, black women. And he said it could come across as being rude. And he said, that's how you stay single.
Mm-hmm.
Child, I ain't had time to respond to him, but I had a lot going on. But I don't know that that's always the case. Like I think there's this stigma with black women.
Yeah.
You know, if we speak our mind, if we say, you know, how we feel, that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be rude.
I feel like, and I saw his comment on your page, and I said that they wouldn't. I did have time that day, but it might have went to far left.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, and maybe that is the way it's perceived, but I haven't had no problem.
Yeah, yeah, no problem.
I mean, you know, in terms
you had a husband. And
exactly.
Another husband by 2020.
Oh, 2020, summer 2020. But I just, like, I have no problem submitting. Trust and believe. When people say, that's why I hate that commercial, I can bring home the bacon, fire up in the pan. I don't want to.
Wait, time out. You said that too fast. Say that again.
I said, that's why I hate that commercial that came out to say, I can bring home the bacon and fry it up in the
gotcha.
Pan.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want someone to share my life with. And I have no problem submitting to a man who is a real man.
Yeah.
None whatsoever. Because really, that's the only kind of man I would be attracted to.
Yeah.
If a man gonna let me run amok, I don't want him.
Yeah.
So now that's that on that.
That's that on that. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So
okay. Well, that's good. Our kids are well. Our kids are well.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna keep it moving in. We gonna move right into do we need to talk about DMs this week? Did you have anything interesting?
You know what I found interesting this week in my DMs? Folks telling me how much I inspire them. Does it make you uncomfortable?
I don't know that it makes me uncomfortable. I mean, because I get that a lot, too. You know, why does it make you uncomfortable?
Because I'm basically hanging on by the, you know, chin of my chin, on my chin, chin, chin.
But like, you created a platform to, that's the whole part of the keeping it real thing that I think people gravitate to, because you ain't saying that I got it all together. You know?
No.
And I'm like, okay, and people can resonate with that. People connect with that because we don't. None of us have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the fact that we have exposed ourselves in a way where we share this side of us that, you know, we don't necessarily get to.
Right.
I think it's a realness and an authenticness that people can identify with.
You know, authenticness is not a word, right?
Let me Google it. Authenticness?
It's not.
Authenticity?
You got about 17 degrees between them four out there and you.
Well, it sounded good.
Authenticness?
Yeah. Didn't it sound good?
Okay.
We gonna keep it moving.
Okay.
Okay. So okay, we inspire, which is great, but I do want to shout out our Mom on the Move this week.
Let's do it.
Yeah, which is incredible because we love acknowledging women for being bad. I don't want to use the curse word. We said we weren't going to do that. But for, yeah, being badasses, I'm sorry. Because we do. We all out here just struggling, trying to make it.
Trying to make
it. You know,
it.
Just trying to keep it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to recognize other women who are doing it. So our Mom on the Move this week was nominated by our dear friend, Meryl Johnson. And her name is Tammy. And I'm just going to read her bio. Tammy Kincaid is a 2-time cancer survivor, widow, mother of 2 boys, co-author, and speaker. From a young age, Tammy has always had the gift of talking and motivating others. Through her experience as a lymphoma 2004 and breast cancer 2006 survivor, she is even more of a passion when she unfortunately became a widow in December 2016 at the age of 38 after her husband passed away from his second battle with colon cancer. Increasing awareness and early detection about cancer as a whole has motivated her to speak at several cancer, including breast cancer awareness events for her sorority's undergraduate and graduate chapters, the City of Atlanta's Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon, Sisters by Choice kickoff for their annual Pink Ribbon Breast Cancer Walk, and Life in Pink Stilettos Breast Cancer Luncheon. She has also been featured in the Marietta Daily Journal and has participated in several cancer and breast cancer walks and races in the Atlanta area. She had her first speaking engagement as a widow in December 2017. From these life experiences, she has been able to help others cope with going through cancer and the loss of a loved one. She has started to share some of these experiences on a broader platform as one of the many co-authors in Open Your Gifts Volume 2. Tammy's passion is to help others who are facing cancer or have loved ones who are also going through a life-changing illness. Her mission is to help others see that they too can survive life's challenges, including cancer and the death of a spouse or loved one. Mm. Wow, Tammy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I tell you, like, I don't know anyone who hasn't endured, hasn't had to endure or been touched by someone who passed from cancer.
Yeah.
I think we all have.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, for her to have survived it twice and then to lose your husband to cancer.
At 38. I was 38 too when I became a widow. So, and you have different things. I'm so glad there's so many more organizations for younger widows.
Yeah.
Because what you have left to deal with if you're 70 and what you have to live to deal with when you're 35 or 40, when you're still raising kids, it's different. But yeah, Tammy, you are definitely our Mama on the Move of the week. We appreciate Meryl nominating you. And I know you're out there and you will continue to inspire and motivate other women, because that's what this platform is all about. That's what it was born from. Yes. It was born from our struggle and our journeys. And that's why we want to always every week. So you guys, please continue to email us at
We are mamas on the move at gmail.com. Again, that's we are mamas on the move at gmail.com.
And until next time,
keep moving, mamas.